calling in thick country. 12 minutes on clock. Go.
This is another one of those that gets asked quite a bit. All I have access to is thick woods. And, you know, that's kind of what we're referring to in thick country. And it's also a subject that people don't give enough thought to. Like, most everybody, like, there's a stereotypical stand. And it's typically, like, a little bit of elevation overlooking a big valley where I can see forever. The downwind's just 90 miles wide open. And I have a little bit of thick brush. I'm calling to them and a lure whatever predator I'm after out of there. The reality of the situation is those aren't always the best setup, number one. And that just doesn't always happen. And what I find a lot of time is a lot of people overlook places because they are thicker. Now, this is kind of where the whole shotgun thing came from. Because it is typically more ideal to run a shotgun when you're calling thicker country. Now, that shotgun's not going to do you any amount good if you don't know how to approach calling thicker country. And this is really... I mean, there's a lot of stuff out here that goes uncalled because it's thicker, and a lot of these guys out here in West Texas just like to call it open. But this is really more driven towards like the north and eastern side of Texas where it tends to be just thick everywhere. Now, before you decide to call in the thick stuff, one, have a complete and total idea of what the property looks like. Don't just go in there and be like, I guess we have to call the thick stuff, because if I can go a few more yards and be in the edge of an opening on a small meadow or a small food plot or whatever, that's obviously probably more ideal, is to get somewhere where you could see your downwind a little bit. Now, in some parts of the country, seeing the downwind just isn't an option. Now, at that point, I would almost always recommend hunting in pairs, at least. And what I would typically tell people to do is find a creek bottom. Find anything that's going to allow some sort of openness for you to see. Now, if there's a creek bottom, you can look straight down. That's your downwind. Utilize that creek as a choke point, two, to be able to see down the creek bottom to your downwind. Now, if that doesn't exist, it is what it is. We're in thick country. What I'll tend to tell people to do is go ahead and take your person running the call or mouth call upwind slightly from the guy who's going to be covering the downwind, and how far and what direction, like, you need to use your best judgment. But I like to be able to see the person I'm hunting with, at least, especially in that scenario. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have the sound source very close to me, because if they're going to, we're in a wood setting, like thick piney woods, whatever. I want to bring them straight to me, or I want them to slightly cut around me and then come straight into me. Because what you want, the ideal situation is in these thick woods, is you to be able to cover from, say, like, you know, your far left hand to your far right hand with the call either at your feet or somewhere very close. And you want your downwind person maybe 50 yards, but you want to be able to see them over your, say, left shoulder if the wind's cutting, like, right to left. And then there's something to be said. Maybe calling a headwind in thick woods is the better go, because then you just literally sit together. You face the front, they face the back. Now, in that scenario, you pretty much can just write off your downwind, because that's typically as you're going to make stands, you're walking into the wind. So technically speaking, you know that you've covered that area, and maybe you think or know there's no cows behind you. It's very much situation dependent, and I would have to imagine almost always there's some sort of small opening or there's some sort of creek to use as a choke point, and two, your downwind. Because if it's an empty creek bottom, that's a perfect shooting lane for downwind. If it has water rushing through it, they're not going to, typically, they will, but they won't. They'll come down it. So if you're set up in a scenario down a creek bottom and you have your guy sitting right behind you, he can watch all the way down there. That's kind of like a open lane to watch down for the downwind and be working into that headwind. As I said, this is where I would tend to probably spend a even more time scouting. Like, certain parts of West Texas and the panhandle of Texas, and it's just open. And, you know, it doesn't require a whole lot of scouting before you go hunt, because you kind of utilize water or draws, and you know that's typically where the coyotes or the predators or any other animal is going to be traveling the most, is in these draws and where the water is and so on and so forth. So it tends to not require as much scouting as opposed to a, say I have a lot that's 500 acres and it's just straight timber. Now, it probably wouldn't be timber without water. So unless you're in an area that rains a lot, there's probably going to be some sort of creek. There's going to be some sort of pond. There's going to be anything you can use to your advantage to utilize to watch the downwind is going to be perfect for these scenarios. And volume-wise, anytime there's trees present, unless the wind's super high, anytime there's trees present, it tends to get a pretty good echo. So volume-wise, I'm typically going to call a lot quieter. And I'm going to utilize this property, because it is so thick, like it's a million acres. And by that, I mean, I'm going to make much shorter stands, and I'm going to call a lot quieter. And I'm going to make sure I use any sort of terrain feature to my advantage. I'm going to do a lot of walking. I'm going to know every square inch of this property, what's on it, where, when. That's another big feature, big key thing is, especially when dealing with smaller parcels of property, is coyotes travel a lot. They're not always going to be in there. So if you rode up there before daylight, did like a little test how, and you heard them on the far end of the property, and there's nothing really holding them in the property, go ahead and slip down a draw or something to the very edge of that property, be set up there at daylight, make one stand. Or if it's a little bit bigger piece of property and the wind's pretty high that day, and you feel like because of the surrounding areas, maybe more open, they're going to be in there hiding in the woods, walk in there with just a freaking rodent call, mouth call, and a shotgun. Or utilize a SBR or a pistol, if that's still a thing. I don't know. That's why I kind of wanted to, another reason why I wanted to do this video is talk about the AR-15 platform to replace a shotgun. Is it the best option? Probably not, because typically what you find with a shotgun is you don't have to be as good of a shot. In these thick cover country, shotgun's pretty ideal, because a lot of times cows fly through there. Like, they'll come in, come out. But also, you need the ability to pinpoint shoot a lot of time, and shotgun typically don't get that done. So if you have a AR-15 platform with a LPVO or even a red dot in certain scenarios, it may be the better tool for that. So don't discount it. But I mean, I'd probably say, as it pertains to calling thick country, the guys with MFK, they call a lot of thick stuff, and they're super successful at it. But it seems as if they do a lot, you know, some house, and they go after them. Like, they have access to enough country to go, oh, we heard them over there, let's go, let's get closer. Because anytime you can close the distance without being seen, heard, or smell, you're going to be more, it's going to be more ideal, especially for small parcels of property. You want to try and set up right on top of them. And we're strictly talking about coyotes at the moment. You want to set up right on top of them without them seeing you, hearing you, or smelling you. Closer you are, typically, the better results you're going to have. Now, as it pertains to bobcats, I used to call and kill a bunch of bobcats in North and East Texas in thick country. Like, I would, during the daylight hours, unless it was some sort of specific weather event, I would pretty much 100% of the time hunt in the thick brush. Now, I would 100% hunt around a water hole or a creek line. I just go up through there, calling in a headwind almost always, and putting the call a little bit further away from me with a decoy. When you get in there with them, if you sit still enough and you're quiet enough, moving from stand to stand, it's a great place to kill bobcats, that thick country, because that's where they like to live. Especially, again, scouting's going to tell you everything. That's where they like to stay during the daylight, is out of the open. So if you get in there with them and you hunt smart and hunt quiet, going from stand to stand, you're eventually going to see some bobcats. You're going to up those bobcat numbers, especially in that thick country, especially North and Northeast Texas and East Texas. There's a lot of bobcats. Yes, they don't get as big, But there's a lot more than what people realize, because a lot of guys, I only want to call these openings for the coyotes. Well, if you've already went through there and killed a few coyotes and you're really specifically targeting a bobcat, get in that thick stuff. Work down a draw. Work some water holes. Keep all this in mind. Like, it's you. A lot of people just pass up spots that are too thick. But you can have great success if you are smart about your stand setup. It's really, it's nothing complicated. Just take a minute to think about which way is the wind blowing? What can I use to my advantage? And how can I call this smartly? How can I move about this property not being seen? And you'll find that it opens up your hunting grounds a lot more. Whereas in the past, maybe you just called openings. Well, we didn't see none of them go on. So maybe go back another day, try only calling in the brush. Again, hunt smart. And if you have a hunting partner, take them with you to watch that downwind. And put yourself, it'll really start opening up, hey, I need to set up my stands better. I mean, we're getting sloppy. I mean, it tends to happen. Go in there with a partner and really dissect the area. Like, look it over good. Like, how can we utilize this drainage ditch in this thick country, these thick woods, to our advantage, to funnel the predators right up to the e-call, but also simultaneously being able to see down the drainage ditch for our downwind. And again, back to the coon calling 12-minute talk, great place to go do that, especially when you have thick, tall hardwoods. There's typically, in water, it's typically going to be a lot of raccoons in there. Just stop driving around that country, go in there and hunt it. You know, the best way to learn sometimes is just get in there and do it. But if you just be smart about your approach, your stand set up, be quiet, don't be seen, don't be heard, you're going to have success no matter where you're calling. Are we pretty much there?
You're done.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Nailed it. You're not gonna say anything? You're gonna say bye to everybody.
Oh, see you guys next time.